Take no thought what ye shall say by Kunju Swami. On one occasion, I asked Bhagavan to permit me to study Vedantic books in order that I might answer the questions which used to be put to me by learned sadhus in the course of my visits to various mutts. I thought that inability to answer such questions would cast a slur on Sri Bhagavan and his ashram. After a prolonged silence, Bhagavan said, "This study is enough. Look at me. I have not studied all the books. But when a question is put to me earnestly, the answer comes to my mind at once without any effort. If no answer comes, I do not say anything. All studies are covered by abiding in the self. Needless to say, I lost all further interest in studies." The reactions of Sri Bhagavan to physical pain were always a mystery to me. I asked him it was true that he once had, as I was told by a friend, boiling rice gruel, kanji, split over his posterior, and that Sri Bhagavan knew about it only sometime later. Then Bhagavan narrated the incident thus. "I was straining the kanji from a vessel in which rice was boiled. I was sitting on the floor. The boiling kanji was to be collected in a smaller vessel on the floor, but I was talking to someone and without my noticing, the kanji fell on the floor, not in the vessel. As the floor sloped towards me, it got under my posterior. I knew about it only afterwards when it got cool. Of course, I got blistered and zambak ointment was later applied. No doubt there was pain after it was noticed, but who cares? The bliss of self-realization perhaps drowns any other experience."